How are we doing today? All right.
See, I mean, when you look, took the bye week to kind of scout, self-scout a little bit, what kind of stood out to you in your evaluations of where you guys are at right now?
Well, I think the biggest thing was trying to go back to the certain situations within the game, to figure out what our strengths and what our weaknesses were, to sort of clean up some things technique-wise, some things that maybe we're playing better than we're not, spending more time on things that we are probably playing not as well. So from that aspect of it, it was good to go through those things, whether it was working with the run or working with the pass, working third down, working red zone. So we were able to go through all those situations and kind of come back and hone back in on the fundamentals and the techniques that we're using, by coverage, by call in those situations. So it's been a good process for us to go through those things again.
Guys seem pretty receptive to the feedback that you've given them coming out of that too now?
Yeah, I think the attention to detail to those things kind of helps them understand, okay, a little bit more specific of what we're trying to get accomplished in those situations. So from that aspect of it, I think it's, they've come in, they've adjusted to it. We had to practice last week to work on those things and coming back in, bringing those things to light this week in our preparation.
Harrison Smith, how does he rate of intelligence?
Harrison does a great job with communication on the back end, recognizing different formations, getting us checked into the right things. So he's done an outstanding job of that thus far this year. So from that aspect of it, we feel like he can, recall things. Really, sometimes you see him as going into a game or you practice him going into games. Other times you don't. But he's been able to get us in the right calls and the right leverage in our coverages and those kind of things.
Who are some of the other smart safeties you've coached in the past?
Oh, I mean, there's been a ton of them. I mean, back when we were in Dallas with Zim, I mean, we had George Teague and Darren Woodson and Brock Marion. So, I mean, we've a lot of them through the day. I mean, just different places I've been. I can't name them all. I mean, each guy's a little bit different. And you kind of, when we had Crocker in here, who had been in the system for a while and was familiar with the system, I was with Crocker in Cleveland, so it kind of carried over there. So from that aspect of it, there's a lot of guys that we've been, used to or had in the past that have done an outstanding job of communication. But Harrison does a good job of paying attention to the details, getting us in the right call. Everybody's comfortable. There's no panic, knowing that we're going to get in the right call and the right defense to line up and execute the call.
When you had a chance to evaluate the defense, how would you assess
Robert's done some good things. He's made some big plays. He's gotten his hands on the ball, made some interceptions, those kind of things. The biggest thing we're trying to preach to not just Blanton but everyone is the consistency part of it. And the big thing, as it boils down to, when you get in position to make a play, to make a tackle, those kind of things, we got to count on everybody being accountable to each other to be able to make those tackles. But I think you can see he's come a long way from when we started this in the offseason. I think he understands, better what we're trying to do call-wise, what we're trying to do systematically. He's another one, does a good job with the communication. There's no panic with him back there. And, just working on the different things, whether he's playing down or whether he's playing in the middle of the field, just getting him acclimated to the different things that we're asking him to do.
Who are some of the biggest film watchers, on their own time on your defense?
Well, you could take the defensive backs and the linebackers. I looked at it yesterday, and today was going to be our big third down day. Well, they stayed after yesterday just to start watching the third down together to see what it is we're going to call and how it's going to fit up versus the routes, those kind of things. So I think guys are putting in the time. I know Chad works his butt off at it. You can just tell by the questions that guys ask. I think Xavier's done a good job, learning how to study and doing those things. So I think that's a part of each meeting room that guys have pressed upon. I think our defensive line, understanding what we're trying to do pass rush-wise, understanding that to get the pass rush is a privilege. So we got to go stop the run first, and then we can get into attacking what they're trying to do protection-wise. So I think it's a culmination of each group getting together and watching tape together, communicating with each other what they're seeing, what they understand, what we're trying to get accomplished, and what we're trying to teach in the classroom, and then able to transfer it over to the field. So I think collectively we've got a good group of men that understand that that's a big part of it, that you can't see everything during the course of the week. You only got so many reps. So you've got to get in a film room. You've got to talk amongst each other formation-wise, pass set-wise, run-wise, all those types of things as far as tendencies that we have going into a game. I think they've all bought into that and their preparation from week to week.
inconsistencies in tackling, was that just fitting the run mainly? Or
say what now?
The inconsistencies in tackling with Bland, was that?
Well, I think it was more familiar, being more familiar with what it was specifically we were asking to do. I think he's done a good job in the open field tackling. I mean, I think as a secondary, we've done a good job in the open field tackle. We'll have a big test this week. But I think guys have, you know, understand that schematically, when we get in a position, because we're such pattern matchup, when we get in a position to make a play, we have to make that play. Otherwise, you know, it could be a while before somebody gets to it. So from that aspect of it, I think understanding the technique and the fundamental of his position, getting lined up properly where we want to get lined up, understanding where his eyes need to be and the break point on different things, I think he's made strides as we move through this part of the season.
Big receivers like Jeffrey and Marshall, and you've got a smaller corner like Captain. How much do you get caught up in trying to make sure you don't get mismatched?
Well, you know, that's interesting. The biggest thing we're trying to do is get them acclimated to what they're trying to do schematically against us. And yes, the height and those kind of things of those receivers are occurring, you know, from week to week. But we've played teams with big receivers before, like Atlanta. And the biggest thing is understanding the leverage and a technique that we're trying to get accomplished through the call in certain situations. And I think once they understand that and what the offense is trying to do to them, I think, you know, we can use that to kind of help them from situation to situation. So from that aspect of it, yes, you know, you worry about the height, weight, and speed of these receivers and how much they're pushing off and all those kind of things. But at the end of the day, if we'll play the technique, get our eyes where they need to be, you know, work, do our footwork properly, we should be in pretty good shape, you know, for what we're asking them to do schematically.
Say a Captain would have to use on in jump ball type situations versus Xavier?
Yeah, I mean, he's going to have to jump a little bit higher. But no, from that aspect of it, it still boils down to the leverage and the technique and the fundamental of what we're asking him to do.
Do you foresee using the sub package with Barr on the line again, or has he kind of forced your hand with how well he's played a linebacker?
Well, yeah, I mean, it just depends on the situation from what we think is the best matchup from week to week. So from that aspect of it, that's what we look at is, you know, we got some guys we can institute in that can do different jobs. And like we were talking during the season, once we find out the skill set of a player, we try to get them in the most advantageous position. So from that aspect of it, we're just trying to, you know, use that from week to week and see what our matchups are, whether it's pass rushing or playing a run or whatever it is. All right. All right, thanks, y'all.